Hello, hello, hello. UWP Professor George here today. And we're going to do a little book review today. I read the book Rainmaker. And the Rainmaker, written by Jeffrey J. Fox. The specific title of the book is How to Become a Rainmaker: The Rules for Getting and Keeping Customers and Clients. I love stuff like this. You know, a rainmaker is the one that goes out and gets the revenue, gets the clients, brings in new business, the lifeblood of the business. The rainmaker is not the reorders. Someone else usually handles that as far as doing like reorders. So, for example, let's say you're the Pepsi salesperson and the business is the restaurant is buying Pepsi already in a fountain situation. You know, that's got reorders. That's important. That's vitally important. But somebody goes and actually sells the restaurant in the first place to put in a Pepsi rather than Coke. And that's a rainmaker. Rainmakers are often done, also use this concept is often used in small business that goes out and gets the initial clients and in big businesses and such. So there's a lot of great concepts in this book. I really enjoyed it. And it starts off on a great path with the Rainmaker's Credo. Cherish customers at all times. Well, you can't go wrong with that. Customers number one. Treat customers as you would your best friend. That's an interesting one. Listen to customers and decipher their needs. As I've said many times, sales is about listening. Sales is not about talking. Make or give customers what they need. I'll change that one a little bit. I'll say give them what they want. Price your product to its dollarized value. That's very true. And that is the that you want to provide a return on investment, and then show customers the dollarized value of what they get. So that means you have to be able to sell the value to the customers. Then we get to teach customers to want what they need. All right, well, I guess I'll reduce my criticism of the earlier point. Make the product where your customers want it. Fair. Get your product to your customers when they want it. Give your customers a little extra, more than they expect. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. When you can give customers that little bit more than they expect, that really creates loyalty. Remind customers of the dollarized value they received. That's an important point. Thank each customer sincerely and often. Don't do that enough. And help customers pay you so they won't be embarrassed and go elsewhere. You know, that's an interesting one too, where you help them actually, the sale isn't complete until it's paid for. But then again, a lot of times if we can help them pay, we can create a customer more loyalty there, and then ask to do it again. Ask the customers for more. So really good concepts here to dive into. So then we get into why, you know, analysis of why the customer should do business with us, and a few other things. Here's a good one. Customers don't care about you. That is so true. Customers don't say I. They say we. They say you. They buy for their reasons, not yours. So customers don't care about you, nor should they. Next chapter talks about planning. Pre-call every sales call. Now, we never waste a sales call. Oh, it used to really annoy me when I was buying, and I would have a sales rep stop in and say, well, I was in the area, I thought I'd stop in. You know, when I was in sales, I did that. But I always had a call. I always had a purpose for that. Now, maybe it was just a checkup call. But I always made sure that I created some value for that customer. So meeting with me was value added for our sales, for our clients, for our customers. So you want to pre-call and have a good objective on every call. Even if it is to get the next one. And there's chapters that cover this as we go through the book. Now, one of the things that I a little bit disagreed with in the book was he had a few interesting points, which make for interesting reading. There's three points made that I kind of disagreed with. First of all, take the best seat in the restaurant because you want to have the best seat. You don't want your client looking around. Well, quite frankly, I'm not sure that's a good restaurant to go to. And also, quite frankly, I usually would give the customer the best seat simply because that's courteous. But you know, I guess you can argue that both ways if you so choose. The next one is don't drink coffee. And I disagree with that one. I I think that drinking coffee with customers is a sign of respect, and it's a sign of they're offering you hospitality. And when you say, "No, I don't drink coffee," it sounds bad. Let me tell you something. I used to go to North Dakota, and I would go up there and I would make my calls, and every place I went wanted to give me coffee because I don't know whether what it was about North Dakota, but there's something out there. So by about my eighth or ninth cup of coffee that morning, I'm pretty wired. But I would never turn down. I never turn down a hospitality from a customer. I just don't do it. And the last thing it says is don't have a pen in your pocket because pens can leak, and then you look like a doorknob because you had a leaky pen and you got ink on your pocket. Now I've had that happen to me, where I had some ink in my pocket, but I always want a pen because I think having a nice pen is professional. And how are you going to write an order without a pen? So I guess you could store your pen somewhere else. But I'm one of those, I like a nice pen in my pocket. And actually, when I used to coach sales reps, I would make sure that they had a nice pen because I'm not going to be writing, important orders for clients with a crappy, free pen that doesn't write very well and that may run out of ink and just doesn't look professional. So I'm going to part ways with Mr. Fox on those three relatively minor issues, by the way. Now, the other thing, I think he does a good job on is turning objections into sales. Our objections are no need, no value, and your price is too high. And this relates directly to understanding the customer and dollarization. So I think he does a really good job of working with objections and turning objections into sales. Then we get into the killer questions. These are really good. So his killer sales question number one is, do you have your appointment calendar handy? It's not, do we get a, it's not do, do you have time to meet with me? If you've created that value with a customer and you've done your dollarization, then you have earned the meeting with the client. And when you say, do you have your appointment calendar handy? That's an interesting leading question to say, well, it's not if you're going to have an appointment, it's when is the appointment going to be? And then he has suggest a time. Is Tuesday at 3 okay? I also like to do yes there. Would Tuesday at 3 work or would Thursday be better? Something like that. Because rainmakers, as he says here, make appointments to make it rain. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Killer sales question number two is after you've engaged the customer, and will you then decide for yourself if you are going to buy this today? And so, if I'm going to say yes to that, of course I'm going to decide for myself, even though there may be other influencers. You get the person, you get the buyer. On your side. And if you show and the dollarization, if you earn that business and it's a good decision for the customer, then the customer takes your side on actually buying the product. Let's see. Another killer sales question, number three, is that the customers, if they're saying things like, well, we're working with other companies, your pricing is too high, these other type of questions. The killer sales question here is, yes, that's a good company. I like that, by the way. I like acknowledging your competition because it shows you're confident. The worst, my opinion, the worst thing you can do is downgrade the competition. Oh, that product's terrible, or I've heard a lot of complaints. I always say, yeah, that's a good company. That is a good product. Would you, but the, but then what he says is, would you like to know our points of difference? Well, that's an interesting way of putting it. Would you like to know our difference? I used to say, yeah, they're a good company, but I think I can do a better job for you. Something like that. But he wants point of distance. And I like this point of difference because points of difference is how you offset maybe a competitor has an advantage to you. So maybe your price is a little high, but you use less of your product, thereby saving the customer time on application. So this point of difference is you really need to have put together and then have it dollarized. Because when you have these type of advantages and you want to present them, effectively, you can close more sales and be a rainmaker. So the third killer sales question. Yes, that's a good company. Would you like to know our points of difference? Very interesting. Very interesting. All right. A couple other minor points here. As far as closing, you want to give something and get something. So, you know, let's say the customer asks for some terms. You might say, "Yeah, I can probably offer you some terms. But I would have to have a little larger order to justify the terms to my management, or something like that." So, if you get asked for a concession, don't just concede it, but ask for something else that goes with it. You might ask for a second product. You might ask for a larger order. You might ask for, you know, a commitment, for example. The other interesting thing I think on closing is the statement, give it a try. Let's give this a try. Now, in all honesty, I've never had much success with that type of a close. Not one of my favorites, but I can see in the context of this book where give it a try, and if that fits your personal style, now that could certainly be a successful closing method. And then finally, I want to follow here. He's got a point of sell on Friday afternoons. And he talks about sales times that are out of the norm because, you know, people are busy during the day. So if you can call on accounts before 8 o'clock in the morning, after hours, early morning sales are good, are really good because the customer is fresh. The customer is composed. they're getting ready for their day. They can be more relaxed. You have less competition for the time. And the sell on Friday afternoons. Now, this reminds me of a time when I had a big account that lived just a few miles from my house. And I used to stop in there on Friday afternoons. I would set up appointments for Friday afternoons. And the president of the company pointed that out to me one time. He goes, "I like it that you're here on Fridays because you're out working." And that means a lot to me that you're out working here. He was insinuating that others were not. And I'll say, "Well, yes, I am out here, and I'm taking care of you on Friday morning, on Friday afternoons." So, you know, those type of small things can make a really good impression with certain buyers, with certain people who value that, and then you position yourself effectively. So, in closing, a great book, "How to Become a Rainmaker" by Jeffrey Fox, full of tips. And I'll say one final thing. You know, we often talk about always be closing. That means always trying to set up our close, always trying to create value, always trying to create good situations where the customer wins and can achieve their objectives by doing business with you. And the close is a logical outcome to a successful call where you have created value. And he suggested change it to always be listening. Yeah, always be listening to the client. And one of the things I want to say on top of always be listening is always be listening, but is what they say and also what they don't say. Because a lot of times clients will say what they say, but they won't, but they may not verbalize something that is a concern. So for example, maybe I'm calling on a client and I'm in the warehouse and I'll ask about, you know, how's this product moving? And they'll say, "Oh, well, it moves fine." Well, if I'm listening, what they didn't say was they didn't say anything about the product. They just said it's fine. That might be an indication that they're not necessarily happy with it, even though they did say, quote, "it's fine." So you want to be saying, want to be here and listening to them about what they are saying and also what they're not saying. So we'll close with that today. Get out there. Let's make it rain out in the field by taking care of our customers and always be listening.